Time for our Dean's List A-List interviews. We got some good ones, some good A-listers this week for some mediocre movies that are opening up. Now, this new Die Hard movie that's come out, A Good Day to Die Hard, fifth Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis, absolutely got ravaged by most of the critics. I gave it a Dean's List C+. I think it is what it is. I don't think you go to an action movie and you expect cinematic brilliance. Occasionally it does happen, but I don't expect that when I go to see a Die Hard movie. I go to expect seeing Bruce Willis being a smart aleck. I go expecting there being pretty much nothing but explosions and gunfighting. And that's pretty much what this movie delivers. The story is you meet John McClane's son. He is in some trouble in Russia. John McClane goes to Russia to help his son. And, of course, bigger trouble erupts as a result of that. And father and son are fighting the Ruskies. So that's basically what the movie is about. It's fine. You know, I left the movie. It's 97 minutes. It's painless. You come out of the movie and you feel like you spent a little time with an old friend, John McClane. So I did not mind the Die Hard movie as much as a lot of the critics did. We had a nice conversation with Bruce Willis in Los Angeles last week and talked a little about the action movie genre.
A lot of people, myself included, think that the first Die Hard movie kind of redefined what action movies have become since then. Do you think that's the case?
I do think it's the case. I think that John McTiernan really fueled up a story and a genre. I mean, action movies since the dawn of time of films have always been called something else: cowboy movies, war movies, robbery movies. All of it has always have been action movies, and John McTiernan really kind of reinvented it for the 80s, and I had no idea what I was doing. I had to really rely on him to get me through that, and he allowed me to kind of bring some of my own ideas into the character. But
I think that, I mean, you kind of defined what an action star should be, though. I mean, that kind of, more than just the action, the bravado, the, you know, attitude, you know what I mean?
That attitude is primarily a New Jersey attitude. And over the years, over the last 25 years of making these diaries, I think that there has been a great deal of goodwill generated, that people think they know what John McClane should be doing in any one of these films. And people kind of like, they know the story is going to have to do with something about my character being a fish out of water and not always being right, and he has a difficult time saying I'm sorry.
Yeah. Does this mean that you're passing the torch since we're meeting another generation of McClane here?
Not yet. We just thought it would be good to keep the storyline of family conflict. And humor comes out of that, and drama comes out of that, and it helps propel the film forward.
So in a couple of weeks, a viewer and I are going to switch jobs. Whatever job they have, I'm going to go do, and they're going to come and do my job, sit in a chair with whatever celebrity, you know, we happen to mm-hmm. hook them up with. So what kind of advice do you give to somebody who's never done this about interviewing a celebrity?
Say, about being a celebrity?
About interviewing a celebrity.
Interviewing a celebrity. Well, I think most celebrities want to be interviewed. They want to tell you how they really think about things and whether they're having fun or not, and whether you know, they find themselves in a good place or maybe sometimes less in a good place. But I think you should just be honest. Just
ask a lot of inappropriate personal questions. I mean, those are the kinds of things you guys love, right?
No, I don't think you have to worry about that. Just get them talking. Actors like to talk about themselves and talk about what's going on with them. And if they have kids, it's easy to talk to them about kids. I love talking about my kids.
It's cute seeing you with your kids last night.
Yeah.
It was like a really, amidst all the madness last night, it was like really, really kind of special just seeing you, like the personal moments with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love those kids. Yep.